I was fortunate enough to attend the ERE14 conference in San Diego. While I was there, I helped man the Randstad SourceRight booth and speak to potential clients about the recruitment process, outsourcing services, managed service programs, blended workforce solutions, and payrolling and independent contractor solutions we offer to our clients all over the world. And when I wasn't doing that, I was chatting it up with some of the attendees. I had a very interesting conversation with a certain someone about gamification in the application process. Oh, if you were just a fly on the wall, the things you would have heard. Well, actually, you can hear them. Next, on the Social Recruiter Podcast. Hello, everyone. Jim Stroud here, reporting from ERE 2014, where I just met the acquaintance of Joe Murphy, who's the VP of Shaker Consulting Group. Had a very interesting conversation with Joe Murphy, who talked about gamification as it applies to the application process, not the interviewing process. Important distinction. So, Joe Murphy, if you would, share with the good people what you just shared with me, because I found it all so fascinating.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the interest and the curiosity about what we're doing. The employment application process can really be transformed to make it engaging, educational, and evaluative all at the same time. By recreating parts of the job as an interactive game-like experience, candidates get to take the job for a test drive. They learn a lot about the job. They actually experience the tasks, the decision-making, the interactions that they would in a day in the life.
Yep.
And that allows them to be engaged in the application process. By using simulation technology and giving them tasks to do, they get to reveal their capabilities. So you actually collect data on their ability to perform core elements of the job. And by building strong psychometric elements to it, you can conduct validation analysis to look at response patterns as they relate to performance on the job. So the recruiters then get scores that they can rank candidates from more fit to less fit, so they can determine where to spend their time and energy, and they can get to best fit candidates faster. Because of the performance analytics, we can actually identify those candidates who will produce higher levels of results. So at the end of the day, it's a form of creating a better tool to increase quality of hire, reduce administrative demands, and reduce staffing waste and rework.
Okay, very cool. Now, I like the comparison you were doing with the balls. I know we're doing audio so people can't see, but inside of this box are two balls, and you were explaining to me the difference between ball A and ball B, although they both look exactly the same to me.
So if you're screening for balls, as an example,
mm-hmm.
and you can get words on a page, much like looking at any social media profile or a resume, and you can say, I want a ball that's round, and you can look at a resume of the ball, and the ball says, I'm round. Easy to do.
Yeah.
It says it's 1 inch in diameter. You can claim that like you claim any other specification. It says I'm made of rubber, I'm black, I'm round, I roll. But one of your screening criteria is do you bounce? And you can't really determine that by words on a page. The only way to do that is to collect a performance sample. And that's really what a virtual job tryout does. It allows the candidate to demonstrate their capabilities to bounce or perform some other job-relevant demand.
Very nice. If someone wanted more information about what you're offering, because how can they get in contact with you? What's the webpage for that?
The webpage would be www.shakercg.com, or just Google virtual job tryout, and you'll find some link back to us, or call us at 216-292-0202.
A salesman to his heart. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. It was a pleasure.
Well, my time is up. I thank you for yours. I'll see you again real soon right here with a brand new episode. So until then, bye-bye.